Today, smokers all over the country are changing to Chesterfield, the first and only cigarette to name all its ingredients. Chesterfield tells you what it's made of, so you'll know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Sound off,
sound off,
sound off for Chesterfield.
Much milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they satisfy.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Miss Judy Garland. Ladies and gentlemen, with spring here and all the flowers in bloom, we're happy to bring you our hardy perennial, Chesterfield's croaking crocus, Bing Crosby.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm more of a rasping ranunculus, don't you think?
Oh, you're not going to burn me up with those kind of illusions, Ken, because I've got spring fever. Really? Even if I were a snapdragon, I'm too lazy to snap at you.
Your snap is dragon.
Yep.
Well, Bing, springtime or not, we've got to get along here to more practical things.
I think it would be wise.
I've just heard that the Sylvania Company have awarded you a gold radio tube in honor of your being one of the pioneers of radio.
Radio snap is dragging a little, too. But you're right, Ken. That's true. I did receive a gold tube, and I want to thank the Sylvania people.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did Bob Hope get a gold tube, too?
Oh, of course not. This is a high-class award, Ken. Amos and Andy got one. Burns and Allen got one.
But not Hope.
No. Hope wasn't a pioneer in the radio game. We all cooked the turkey. He came along, scooped up the gravy.
I see. Certainly. Oh, gee, Bing, tell me, what were the early days in radio like?
You were there. You tell me.
Somebody's got to ask the questions.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
That was straight for
that's right. What shaky days those were. We never knew when we'd get bounced.
Well, didn't you have contracts like you do now?
No. They had a janitor that swept out the studio every night, and if he swept around you, you knew you were good for another day. The broom hit you, you were gone.
Gone. What sort of a salary were you making then, Bing?
I made $3 a broadcast.
Oh, man. Your salary's sure different now, isn't it?
Well, we've all had to take a cut, you
Bing, tell me some more about that gold tube from Sylvania.
Oh, well, it's a big thing, very big celebration for the Sylvania people, Ken, because they've recently completed their 1 billionth radio tube.
Oh, think of that. Mm-hmm. 1 billion radio tubes?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how many of them I blew out personally. Say, Ken, I think I better get along here with the opening selection. This is a new thing called Am I in Love? It's from Mr. Hope's new picture, The Son of Paleface. A good little rhythm tune. I think you'll like it, Ken. Don't go away.
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Well, I really wish I knew. All I know is I want to sigh when you're standing near. I get a humpty-dumpty feeling. All I know is I want to sigh like I've never sighed before.
Never before.
Now when you're in love, they say you can tell you're sick in the heart and you never get well.
Maybe they're right. I wish that I knew why I feel the way I do. Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Am I in love?
Well, I leave it up to you. All I know is I want to dance when I look at you. I get a tippy-tappy feeling. All I know is I want to dance like I've never danced before. My head's in a whirl, my heart's in a spin. And if I'm in love, I've got to love what I'm in. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but the feeling feels okay.
Are you in love?
Am I in love?
Are you in love?
Am I in love?
What do you say?
Oh, well, I really couldn't say. All I know is I want to sing. When you smile at me, I get a la-di-da-di feeling. All I know is I want to sing like I've never sung before. Am I in love? Am I in love? Am I in love? Am I in love?
Well, I leave it up to you.
Now, friends, to show you why Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke, we've named all our ingredients, and we're the first and only cigarette to do so. These ingredients are what make Chesterfields much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. And here they are for every smoker to hear and remember.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. And Chesterfields are kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, costly glycerol and pure sugars, which are natural to tobacco. Nothing else. These have been proved entirely safe for use in the mouth. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity.
Folks, those are the proven ingredients to give you the best possible smoke, so you can see why we're glad to name them. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. You know, every once in a while, something really great happens in show business. Something that gives all of us a fine, warm feeling of satisfaction. Nothing in my memory, however, compares to the recent remarkable acclaim that's been accorded our guest. It is all happy history, how this little gal wowed him at the London Palladium, and after that she reopened the Palace Theater in New York with her international variety show, and overnight, big-time vaudeville was back on Broadway. Following this, her appearance at the Philharmonic in Los Angeles was a sellout and a sensation. And beginning May 26th at the Curran Theater in San Francisco, the same situation is certainly going to prevail. Really, though, none of this should be a surprise to anybody, because this young lady has been big time, and on the big time since she wore pigtails. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Miss Judy Garland.
Very much. Gee, thanks, Bing.
Oh, gee, you're welcome, Judy.
You say the nicest things.
Why not? We're all proud of you, Judy. You're the gal who's responsible for bringing back vaudeville. That's why I asked you here tonight.
Why?
I thought you might bring back radio.
Oh.
No?
Radio will never die, Bing. After all, what else can people listen to while they're sitting around waiting for their television sets to be repaired?
That's our big wedge right now.
Anyway, I think it's wonderful the way you've stuck with radio.
Oh, at times it seems like a losing battle. Often the struggle is discouraging. But I must fight on.
You must feel like a man who's still campaigning for Alf Landon.
I'm a diehard.
Oh, don't worry, Bing. Things will pick up. You're bound to get a break before long.
Well, you might be right, Judy, at that. As a matter of fact, I've already been approached by a talent scout from the Spade Cooley Show.
Well, that's a very big TV show out here, isn't it?
Oh, it's big, very big, very fine. Yeah. But I really think I should do my own show. I thought of doing a late evening program, maybe, Judy. You know, something just for the ladies, sort of a West Coast continental.
You a continental?
Mm-hmm.
With your shirt tail out?
Sooner or later, the shirt tail comes out.
You are a true continental.
Oh, oui, oui. But of course, Judy, on my program, I'd have to use different billing. You can't use the same name as him. I'm trying to think of some other name besides the continental. Some name that would really describe me, though.
Uh-huh. Well, what about calling yourself the Cornball?
Can't do it. Hope's got that copyrighted.
It's even better for Bob.
Well, I won't argue about that. I can't use Cornball then, huh?
Say, how about calling yourself the Square?
Oh, that's good. That's peachy. The Square, yes. Good evening, ladies. Do not be afraid. It's only me, the Square. Here, will you have a glass of Salopatica?
Salopatica.
I'm trying to get them for a sponsor. Don't say no. It bubbles too, you know.
Well, Bing, I think you should offer the girls a glass of champagne like the Continental does.
I may just throw bunches of grapes at them.
Let them kick off their shoes and stomp out their own wine.
Yeah, you know, sort of an audience participation show.
Yeah, well, it sounds like fun. It's squishy, but fun.
You don't think it's too squishy? Maybe I should give the whole thing up. I'm just not a glamour fella, you know?
Well, Bing, I don't know. If you'd put on a dinner jacket, a tie, and dab a little Maybelline on your eyelids, you might be a very suave character.
Well, could be. After all, I'm loaded with charm, graciousness, sophistication, savoir-faire.
You sound like a Chesterfield.
What do you mean?
You name all your ingredients.
The mask is off.
You better put it back on.
Now, anyhow, I wanted to tell you, though, Judy, how much I enjoyed you and your international variety show. Boy, what a thrill. I loved your entrance, Judy.
You did?
Yeah, I got a big kick out of the way those eight fellas danced around, then lifted you up and brought you out on the stage.
Oh, you know something, Bing?
What?
When I first opened my show in London, it took eight fellas to lift me.
Go on. You look terrific.
Oh, I've lost a little weight. I've dieted.
Been chomping on the rye crisp, huh?
Well, besides that, I went on a diet of carrot juice.
Yeah?
2 weeks, nothing but carrot juice. Believe me, the doctor was amazed when I went back to see him.
What'd he say?
Where'd you get those crazy pink eyes?
Hey, now, Judy, what song are you going to do for us now?
Well, I thought I'd do Mean to Me.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Mean to Me.
All right.
Must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you like to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. And I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? What do you mean to me?
Oh, that was certainly wonderful, Judy. Really terrific.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Say, how about you and I doing a little duet, huh? Something.
Fine.
You know, last week I saw a lot of stuff in the papers about the annual Tulip Festival in Holland, Michigan. Very colorful event.
Oh, yes, I remember. Everybody in their Dutch costumes, wooden shoes.
Yeah. And... Well, anyhow, the Tulip Festival recalled a great old tune to me. A song called When You Wore a Tulip.
And I wore a big red rose.
That's the number.
Shall we do the special material verse?
Oh, the full treatment, everything.
All right.
Do you start up, Judy?
Sure. Crosby, if I may remind you to remember the day of horseless carriages and divorceless marriages.
Dear Miss Garland, I presume that in your memory there's enough room to reach infinity or that vicinity.
My heart booms like it had a shot of adrenaline.
My heart booms at the thought of old lace and crinoline.
So hold your hats, for here we go to the dead days when the gal's best beau had his heart in it. As he went to the spinet and sang to her this charming serenade. When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. When you wore a tulip, yes, you wore a yellow tulip, and I wore a rose. When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a bless, what a bless, what a bless, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose.
Thank you, Judy. Now, if you'd like to kick off your wooden shoes and relax a minute, I'll carry on with another fine old tune entitled After You've Gone. This is being done with a small combination featuring Mr. Buddy Cole at the piano.
Oh, then I'll kick off my shoes quietly.
Well, you can drop one on my high note if you want. You ready, Buddy?
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, and you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, you'll want me only. After you've gone, after you've gone away, so far away. After you've gone away.
Patty. That was very nice.
That was very good, Boyd.
Thanks, pal. Judy, what about you taking over here?
Okay, Bing.
And your selection?
When You're Smiling.
That's a pretty one.
Okay.
I like that.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop that sighing.
Reminds you and all the other folks just why Chesterfields are so much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
Well, it's because of what we put into Chesterfields, Judy. Chesterfield is the only cigarette that names all its ingredients, so you'll know what gives you the best possible smoke.
I know it, Bing.
Chesterfield uses the world's best tobaccos, pure, costly moistening agents, cigarette paper of the highest purity.
Well, Ken, as a matter of fact,
that's what Chesterfields are made of, Judy, the proven ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Bing, I'm trying to tell you...
And that's backed up by research.
Research in our Chesterfield laboratories, the newest and best in the business. And Chesterfields are made in the newest and most modern cigarette factories.
Fellas, will you please...
That's what goes into Chesterfields, Judy. The best ingredients backed up by the best research and best manufacture. That's why we want everyone to try a pack of Chesterfields today.
Bing, I've been trying to tell you. You don't have to sell me on Chesterfields. I've been smoking them for years.
Well, why didn't you speak up, girl? Why didn't you sound off?
All right, I will.
Good.
From the Palace on Broadway to the Philharmonic in L.A., they're smoking the one that I smoke too. Chesterfield's a smoke for you.
Sound off.
Chesterfield.
Sound off.
Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it.
Today! Blue.
in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
Judy Garland, for joining us here this evening.
Well, it was very nice, Bing. Who's going to be with you next week?
Judy, I got a little idea here. How about you coming back next week?
Oh, that's okay with me, if it's okay with the Morris office.
Oh, we'll get to them all right.
That's well, I'll see you next week, Bing.
Righto, Judy. That about winds it up then, folks, for tonight. We'll see you next week. And remember, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, so you'll know what makes Chesterfield much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and, most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority for that is a well-known research organization. So sound off for Chesterfield, friends. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Judy Garland. Miss Garland and her International Variety Show open at the Curran Theater in San Francisco on Monday, May 26th. Folks, sometime during the next 2 weeks, you'll be asked to buy a poppy in memory of those who fought to keep freedom alive. Give generously when you're asked, and wear your poppy proudly.